Hello, and welcome to the Life on the Upcycle podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Titus. This is the second episode of the Eco Mindset Challenge series that I started. So I started to change up the podcast a little bit differently if you didn't catch last week's episode. And what I've done is I'm starting to record these episodes live on the Love Earth Big community group in Facebook. What I've done leading up to this is I've shared three different posts that really kind of shake up the word reduce. And you can check out those posts on the Instagram page, or you can also see them in the Love Earth Big group on Facebook. So this week I brought on Heather Oinez, and you are going to love her. She is absolutely amazing. She is a financial coach and really kind of goes through just starting your budget and some great tips on how to get that going. You can find her in her Created for More group on Facebook, and you'll hear a few more details of that coming up. So sit back, enjoy, and without further ado, here is my interview with Heather Oinez. Welcome to the Life on the Upcycle podcast. I'm Ashley Titus, a coffee-obsessed, cloth-diaper-loving working mother with a master's degree in environmental management. Each week, I'll be bringing you interviews from experts with tools to help your busy family live a more eco-friendly, centered life. In a world that's constantly demanding you to show up, you won't have to worry about that here. I'll do the heavy lifting. So relax and enjoy. And together, let's love Earth Big, because she's the only one we've got. I am so excited about this. I have been excited for days. I have known Heather for a few months. Everything that I've seen her put out is absolutely incredible. She is a huge wealth of knowledge. So thank you, Heather, so much for joining me tonight. Some people might be kind of like curious how finances and, you know, eco-friendly living coincide. But I think when we were talking about it, we both can agree that living with intentionality can be mutually beneficial to the environment and then also to for our personal finances. Would you mind, before we dive in, would you mind saying a little bit about yourself? I love your story because it's so relatable, and about your business and just your journey.
Sure. Thanks, Ashley, for having me here. I'm really excited about tonight. So I'm a mom as well, and I've been married for 15 years and have an 8-year-old little boy and 5-year-old boy twins. So all boy mom. So I'm a money stewardship coach, and I just love helping women and married couples become more confident stewards of their money. The whole point would be to ditch the money stress and to start making room for what you value the most. So I'm a pharmacist by a college degree, and over the years started recognizing a passion for helping others steward their money. As of 2019, I'm a money coach. Just super excited. Love this topic and love helping others understand and implement better in their own lives.
What I love most about your Facebook community, Heather, is how real you are and how authentic. And I love that what you bring to the table is like even some of the own challenges that you have. I just appreciate that so much. And anyway, sorry, that was kind of beside the point, but that's just one of my favorite things about you. And I think it's important that other people hear that as well who might be thinking about looking for a coach. Do you have anything that you want to talk about real quick about your group and kind of let everybody know where they can find you?
Yeah, sure. So I love connecting to my ladies on Facebook. I have a group just for women. The group is called Created for More, and it's a financial stewardship community. So when I started that group, I had such a hard time naming it, but then it just hit me one day that God created us for so much more than what society tells us. And I think when we start to realize that, we realize that we were created for more than the paycheck to paycheck cycle. We were created for more peace in our lives. And that absolutely involves financial peace. That just kind of is the whole essence of the group. So the Created for More community is where you can find me. That's where I connect with everyone the best. So yes, join me there if that is of interest to you.
That's perfect. And I will include that in the comments later so that way everyone can have that direct link if they're interested in checking that out. Yeah. What advice would you give to clients who don't know exactly where to start on slowing down with their spending?
Yeah. So I know your topic this week is reduce. So I immediately thought of some of the practical things. You know, if you haven't looked through your subscriptions or through some of the regular things that come out of your bank account. If you haven't been paying attention to that, then automatically tonight, this is something you can do tonight, is go back through your bank statement and look at any subscriptions you have, because some of them you're probably not using anymore. And so it's a quick way to just to get some money back if you haven't looked at that recently. But in addition to that, what I do when I at the very first coaching session with my clients is it's really all about intentionality. And so the first thing that we do is we get really focused on what is most important to them, what is most important to them for their family. And I know, Ashley, you did a video on defining your why recently. Mm-hmm. And so it's really similar to that. It's like, what really the things that you value the most in life? And what we're going to start to do is align your money with that. And the way that you do that is by using a spending plan. And you know, I'm all about spending plans because it means you're being proactive with your money instead of reactive. So whenever you write out every dollar that comes in, you write out where every dollar is going to go, whether you spend it, save it, give it, whatever it is, you have a clear picture of where your money is going, and then you work at making it go there. So then you can truly start to spend your money and use money in a way that aligns with your values, and that allows you to do the things most important to you and also to save up for the future to be able to do those bigger things that really that God has called you to do. That's another thing about with the Created for More group. It's like the Lord knit us in the womb. He knit you in the womb. He knit your child, you know, your son in the womb. He knit your husband in the womb. All of you have a life purpose. And when you start thinking about that and what that looks like for your family, the challenge is getting your money to go along with that. And so that's what we're called to be stewards of. The money that the Lord blesses us with, that He provides for us, and then we get to decide and be responsible with it in order to go after those big dreams that He's, you know, put in us ever since we were being knit in our mother's womb.
I love that. Absolutely. And the importance of those conversations with your spouse, partners, about where your money goes and doing that together, which is really neat. I think you'd mentioned too a really cool quote that you had found. Would you mind sharing it?
Yeah. So we had kind of talked a little bit about advertising and how that affects us in our society today. And I know that advertising is very targeted and obviously can take a lot of our money if we let it, because it knows what we want and it knows what problems we're having because it hears us, right? Everything seems to hear us these days. So it puts a solution right in front of you for $49.99 or whatever, right? Quote I found was by Will Rogers, and it said, "Advertising is the art of convincing people to spend money they don't have for something they don't need." So
that's so true.
Yes. So when you think about that, like, okay, whenever we see something we want, if it hasn't been on our radar to begin with, if it's the first time we're being introduced to something, we really have to take a step back and think about, is it really a need? Is this just a want? And by the way, if you hadn't thought about it before you saw it pop up in your feed, then it's likely a want. So at that point you would, you know, you have to take that step back. Like, don't be so quick to click the buy button, right? It's likely the answer is I don't need this right now and I need to sleep on it and maybe even research the product, because whatever they say about it may or may not be true.
Right. So, those comments and reviews are so important.
Yes. So yeah, I just thought that would be, as we're talking about reducing, to just really be mindful and intentional of those things. The other thing is, if you have your spending plan, if you've already laid it out, it actually makes those decisions super easy because you already know your priorities. And so you can say, was this a priority that I had? No. Well, does it bump some of the other priorities I had? And so then you can really, it really helps streamline the process, I guess, and just helps you be even more intentional.
Wait, so you're saying the word spending plan versus budget.
Yes.
Can you explain to you like the, because I think there's a misconception a lot of times, actually you taught me that there's a misconception that between managing your bills versus a spending plan.
Yes, that's right. So I am saying spending plan. For those of you wondering, it is the same as a budget, but most people really seem to feel restricted by a budget. So I have changed it to spending plan because really it should give you freedom to spend guilt-free, but it should also give you the freedom to do to do the other things that you always feel like you're too broke to do, it starts to give you those things over time where you're able to do those things. The more you're able to stay focused, gain control, and really follow through with that plan.
Okay. It's almost like the word diet, the word budget. It's like the word diet. It's just like an immediate kind of cringe. Like there's been so many negative connotations associated with it that I like that. I like the way that you've worded the spending plan.
Yes. So true. So true.
Well, I wanted to open this up to anyone in the community on Facebook right now. If you have any questions.
Ashley, what was the misconception that you said earlier? I think I might have gone off track a little bit. Do you remember what you asked me about the misconception with the spending plan?
Oh, yeah. The misconception was just about, you know, managing your bills versus having a spending plan.
Yes. So that kind of goes back to the proactive and reactive. So what we usually do is pay our bills and then whatever's left, you know, you kind of keep checking your bank account and I can spend this, I can spend that. But when you have a spending plan, you know exactly where that money that's left, you know exactly where it's going. And that allows you to break the paycheck to paycheck cycle.
Absolutely. Thank you, Heather, for explaining that. Okay, we've got some pretty good questions rolling in. Sarah is asking, do you have any suggestions on using Excel as a way to plan budgeting?
Actually, my clients get an Excel template as a spending plan. It's called the 15-minute spending plan, and it's already set up that way. But yes, you can totally use Excel for it. I think Google Sheets has some templates, and I know that some ladies enjoy using Google Sheets. So you might look for a template on that. It works very similarly to Excel. And then Sarah, if you want to message me, I can also kind of see, get some more specifics from you and kind of see what you're looking for in that and maybe help you set it up.
Angela is asking about the group. I will actually add that into the comments right now. Keely would like to know about spending or splurging when you're bored or emotional spending. And I feel you on that, Keely.
Yes. So it's really, and that can take a lot of work, but it's really important to think about when you are spending, what's triggering that spending? Where is that coming from to begin with? And you've already identified that some of it comes from boredom or from what some type of emotion that you're feeling in the moment. And so if you can kind of get to the root of that and think, okay, every time I feel this way or every time I'm bored, like this is what I do. And try to kind of catch yourself just a little bit before and start to think a little, you know, a little more intentionally and realize, okay, this is what's happening. Over time, you can start to become more disciplined in those things.
That's great advice. Yeah, it's normally when I'm trying to avoid something. So yeah. It's my personal experience. Do you recommend tracking on a certain app to track spending? And Chris asked if Mint was one you recommend.
Yes. So some people can be very successful with Mint. I will say in general, tracking is different from a spending plan because it still can be a very reactive approach. So you're looking back instead of looking forward. But with that said, tracking is also very important. So yes, I recommend creating a monthly spending plan every month before the month begins. So like right now, you should be starting on or have finishing up your February spending plan. And then once February starts is when you use the app. You know, if you're digital and you like that, then absolutely an app can be really easy to track. You can link it to your bank accounts, just like Mint. I use YNAB, which is YNAB, youneedabudget.com. I love that. Again, it is, when you really get into it, it's more like a tracking instead of a complete budgeting app. But I love it. And once you get used to it, it's great. But I do still recommend ahead of time planning out where your money would go. And then secondary to that is using that tracking app.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Oh, Sarah added, I'd recommend don't go shopping while hungry. I saw a really funny meme today that it was like, I went shopping hungry today and now I'm a proud owner of aisle 4. And I thought that was pretty funny. I think that's it. I don't see any other questions. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This has been fabulous, and added the link in the comments. And then too, for the podcast, I'll add the link in the bio section. So if anybody has any questions or wants to reach out to Heather, she'd be happy to talk to you. And thank you all so much for talking with us about reducing and how that looks in your financial life, in your personal life. So
thanks for having me, Ashley. It's been fun.
It's been wonderful. Thanks, Heather. Bye, everyone. Have a good night.
Heather is full of so much wisdom and is just a wealth of knowledge. I hope that you enjoyed that episode as much as I did. I wanted to close this up with give us a few main takeaways from this episode. Number one is that intentionality is everything. It benefits us when we're talking about trying to improve the environment, because like we've talked about so many times, your dollar is really casting a vote for what you want to see in the world. So the more that we spend on just stuff that's not going to actually make us happy, the more that ends up in the landfills and fills the world, right? One thing that Heather said that you can do right now is to remove any subscriptions from your account. The second thing that she said that really hit home for me is to get focused on your priorities within your family unit and align your money by developing a spending plan that aligns with those priorities. Third main thing too is to be mindful of those tricky targeting advertisements. When you see those advertisements, to just take a quick breath, take a step back, and identify if it's a need or a want. All right, guys, until then, love Earth big.